Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Adrian Purin, who's acting executive director of the NRCD. How's the long weekend been? And thank you so much for joining me on this public holiday.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you very much, Kathy. Yes, it's been an interesting weekend as well. Yes, trying to keep an eye on the dashboards but trying to sneak in an Easter egg here and there.
Okay. What kind of milkshakes do you like?
I'm afraid I'm vanilla, as they say.
Okay. Let's get back to business, because I'm sure that it just doesn't end for you, even though it is a public holiday. Your work doesn't end. You know, I remember attending a conference right after the AstraZeneca revelation that it wasn't effective against the South African variant, let's call it that, of the coronavirus. I attended a symposium and everybody was told, it was a media briefing as well, and everyone was told that it's not that it's not effective, it's that it hasn't been tested against the South African variant. And what we're going to do is we're going to do tests on the population with the existing vaccines that we have bought. What is the status of that?
No, I noted that there are various discussions interchanges, with regard to that very comment, and I've been thinking about that comment as well. And I think it's really around what could or what was planned, obviously, has not transpired at the end. As you know, the vaccine, I understand, has actually been sold at least a million doses.
Yeah.
I think that there was scientific debate about, you know, how to proceed, I think, to answer those particular questions. I know that the WHO came out very strongly saying, you know, whatever vaccine we have, we should go ahead and use that vaccine. So, as you know, there are a group of scientists in South Africa who say, well, we should really take that vaccine and roll it out, and we'll monitor to determine whether or not this particular vaccine will provide protection against severe disease. However, I think there was the counter view, I suppose, especially when the vaccine trial came out, and it, as you know, was a small scale trial. It looked at younger age groups and not severe disease. I think it looked at mild and moderate disease. And it was during the period of the second surge and was demonstrated not to be effective. And the thinking then, I think, was that perhaps we should not go ahead to use this vaccine in South Africa. And I think that's where the final decision, I think, has influenced whether or not this particular vaccine would be used in the public sector. And so I think there have been debates, scientific debates, around how to actually answer that particular question. And I think it would appear that at least that question would not be answered in South Africa in terms of an actual rollout of the vaccine versus, say, the J&J vaccine, which has been demonstrated to be effective against severe disease.
Professor, as a medical professional, have you received the vaccine yet?
Yes, I have, yes.
And did you have any side effects from it?
I had very mild effects. I know that there have been anecdotes of people who have had a range of effects, more severe than mine. But I just felt subpar for a day or two and then recovered, yes.
Okay. And which one did you have?
Well, the only one that's available in South Africa, at least to the medical fraternity, is really the J&J vaccine currently.
And that's,
so as you know, there's the ongoing Sisonke trial.
Yes.
Which allows the frontline workers as well to obtain a vaccine. So that's going to be, I think, about 500,000 to 1 million doses will be used up for that particular vaccine. What they intend to do is to actually monitor the effectiveness of this particular vaccine to answer questions around severity of disease. Yeah.
Well, what do you think is going to happen, or what do you suspect is going to happen with the AstraZeneca vaccines that we bought but are not using?
I am not sure. I think that there's still a need to answer some of these questions, and some of them may well be answered under conditions of a rollout, like the J&J is a clinical trial. So is there the possibility of trying to answer that question around that? And or will there be a modification of the AstraZeneca vaccine has been done, I think, for the Pfizer and I think Moderna as well, is to have another construct such that it takes into account the current variant in South Africa to try and answer that specific question. So that may well be the direction. I think in the UK and I think in Europe, that the vaccine as in its current format, I think will be fine. I think there's good evidence that it's protective against severe disease. So I think their so-called vaccine hesitancy by governments and so forth is curious, actually, to say the least. At least there would be a very strong argument. Whereas I think in South Africa, because of the current circulating variant, I think there we could certainly have a debate as to how to answer that specific question.
Professor Adrian Puran, it has been my delight to speak to you and just to listen to you. You've got the most beautiful voice. And thank you so much, Simon. We'll be back with you tomorrow. And I just wish you all good things for the future.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.